I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As time goes on, we've seen some different manifestations of the anti-terrorism law in Russia affect ministries. Susan Perlman of Jews for Jesus spoke to us at the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference in Louisville, Kentucky, about how it's affected their ministry branch in Russia. So far, she says, it hasn't.
You have a lot of people praying, of course, for this time that it would be a fruitful outreach and also that this law would not impede us from doing what the Lord wants us to do.
During a recent campaign of handing out gospel tracts, they've seen a lot of exciting things taking place. Many people have come to know Jesus, and many want to know more. There's a lot of thoughts about why they haven't been picked on by the authorities. Either way, God has given them the opportunity to share Christ right now in this nation. Would you continue to pray for them? And it's hard enough to translate the Bible into hundreds of thousands of different dialects. What about the languages that don't even have a written language? How do we reach someone with a gospel when they can't even write it down? Bruce Smith says Wycliffe Associates may have an answer.
The traditional approach would be to have someone go in, learn the language, convert it to a written form, and create a written translation from that. What we're talking about today is actually a tool that enables you to go from an audio source to an oral audio translation with no intermediate written steps.
A speaker reads from the Bible in a major local language, and the software will automatically convert it to the audio form. If you want some details on how this works, look for the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Each story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.